I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. military released a video Thursday of a Russian military intercept that resulted in the downing of a U.S. surveillance drone on Tuesday over the Black Sea. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The video shows a Russian Sukhoi Su-27 fighter jet dumping fuel as it approaches the U.S. MQ drone from behind and passes over the top. A second Sukhoi fighter jet approaches in a similar manner, and as it reaches the drone, the video feed is disrupted at the moment the U.S. military says the Russian fighter collided with the drone. A final shot shows the video feed restored, and that one of the drone's propeller blades has been bent. The video release came a day after U.S. Secretary of State Lloyd Austin spoke to his Russian counterpart about the encounter. He told reporters the U.S. will continue to fly and operate wherever international law allows, and it is incumbent upon Russia to operate its military aircraft in a safe and professional manner. Pentagon officials said it was the first call between the two defense leaders since October. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Poland became the first NATO country to dispatch fighter jets to Ukraine, agreeing to send four Soviet-made MiG-29 fighter jets to Kyiv's forces in the coming days. The United States and other Western allies have balked at Ukraine's requests for attack jets. A police crane vehicle drove through a group of protesters in Athens, Greece on Thursday. The protest was over neglected safety standards in the country's rail system. Eyewitness footage from the Greek capital showed the vehicle crashing through wheelie bins. One protester appeared to have been knocked down by the impact. Other protesters rushed to the person's aid while the crane continued down the street. The demonstration was the latest in a series of protests since the head-on collision last month of a passenger train carrying more than 350 people. The crash killed 57. More on this.